Veterans Affairs Warriors to Workforce program seems to work. It was one of the 124 programs recently honored by Harvard University's Ash Center with a Bright Ideas Award. The VA program is designed to help wounded warriors transition into a new career. For more on the program, we turn to David Sella. He's the program manager of the Warriors to Workforce program. Mr. Sella, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
All right. And I want to hear more about the Warriors to Workforce program. Tell us what kinds of careers it gets wounded warriors into.
Well, Tom, right now we are working to train our wounded warriors in two different fields, in both acquisition and contracting, as well as project management. We are looking to expand that in the future, but currently those are the two tracks that we offer.
Okay, and how long has this been going on?
We've been open since 2011 with this program. We are part of the VA's Acquisition Academy out in Frederick, Maryland. The doors for the academy opened in 2008. This program stood up in 2011 with our first cohort. We have had four cohorts. In fact, we just started our most recent cohort this week. So we had 25 wounded veterans join us and start the program this week.
So these are people that are recently mustered out of the military. They tend to be younger veterans that are just starting out?
They tend to be younger veterans. We look at the Bureau of Labor and Statistics of who are the most unemployable and hardest to employ. So we look for the service-connected disabled veteran with a high school diploma, and then we train them in the acquisition field.
I guess maybe one of the tougher parts of this is to convince people that have been around the world, have been, you know, exposed to the intensity of warfare, and coming home and saying, well, listen, have you thought about acquisition, buying stuff for the government? I mean, you and I know how exciting it is, but how do you convince them that it's something they might want to do?
Well, I think fundamentally, working for the VA is a close tie to the mission that they're already on, serving our nation. And so really, it's not a hard sell. They get to continue to serve. We also not just hire them, but we transition them, we train them, and then we deploy them in the field. So the sell is not as difficult as you would think. We have had in the past year for this cohort that started, we interviewed about 350 people for the 20 spots. So we actually have 25 spots, 20 for the VA, and we have five that work for other government agencies that are sent here for the training.
So there's a competitive aspect to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we are able to find those veterans who are ready and willing and able to come here for the training and are ready to commit to that training and who want that career, who want that professional career in acquisitions.
And do most of the people that come into the program, are they physically disabled, or do you also have people that may have other disabilities that can be overcome through this training and through the work?
Well, we are not a clinical program, Tom, so we focus on performance. So we don't always know what their medical situations are. Obviously, we can't ask. So I'm sure we have a variety of different things. But through the program and through our peak performance component, we work on enhancing their performance. And that is something that is not really specific to this demographic. It would be something that anyone, in fact, sports athletes and CEOs and other folks use the same kind of training to improve their performance. We use that as part of this program in their transition year. We want to transition them from the military culture to the business culture and acclimate them into the federal workplace. So we have several components, and one of which is that peak performance component, where we train them to provide the critical mental skills to enhance their resilience, their self-confidence, their adaptability, and their mental agility.
What are some of the types of training or some of the activities or courses that contribute to that particular module?
Well, basically, we have a sports psychologist that we have on staff that works with them one-on-one to figure out sort of baseline where they are to start with, and then work with them to give them new strategies and skills to learn to better adapt to what they're trying to do, both giving them goal setting, imagery, various types of things throughout that year that they work on in that transition year to get them to where they need to be.
Now, they also have, and I guess you also have to teach them the specifics of acquisition and program management, too, along the way there.
Absolutely. So in the first year, because acquisitions in the 1102 field requires the positive education requirement, in the non-DOD agencies requires either a full degree or 24 business credits, we also have built into that first year some academic training so that they can meet that positive education requirement. So that by the end of that transition year, they have that requirement met and they can become 1102s and we can begin the contracting training specific for that field.
And in fact, there is a need for more 1102s throughout the government, pretty much.
Correct? Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is a critical need, and that is one of the reasons that we focused initially on acquisitions.
We're speaking with David Sella, the Warriors to Workforce Program Manager in the VA's Acquisition Academy in Frederick. Yeah, that place is getting to be pretty well known, I might want to add there to you. And so what's kind of success rate have you had with people that have graduated and entered the workforce? Do you follow up and make sure that they do have success?
Absolutely. So we track a lot of metrics. We have 96% have completed the first year of training. We've only graduated one cohort, which graduated in November, and they are out in the field. We deploy them throughout the country when they finish the program to work in acquisitions within the VA or whatever agency hires them. And they have been out now for these last few months, and they're doing a great job. We get great feedback. One of the things that we do track is feedback from the field in terms of how they are doing. Part of the program during the second year and the third year is really an experiential part of the training where they go out for on-the-job training. They're out about 75% of the time, and they get training with experienced field people. And so that is one component that is also critical to what we're doing. And those folks then hire them. So we send them out in the field for the training, and those sites decide that they want to hire this person, and they do so. So we're seeing great success in that. 100% of our interns have found placement within the VA.
And what about the program management side? That's a different discipline, different set of training. How is that coming along?
It's coming great. That first group will graduate this fall. So that program, the first year, some of the fundamental training that we provide in the first year, in the transition year, we switched up so it's not as heavily business-focused. The group that we had for project management was funded and sponsored by our Office of Information and Technology. So we focused a lot on business as well as IT fundamentals to prepare them for their work as a project management within IT. So we're able to tweak the components of that first year to provide the training and the foundation that they needed for that specific career.
And do you find that having come out of the military, those people tend to have certain disciplines and approaches to perseverance that are helpful in their new fields?
Absolutely. We have found that hiring veterans is an excellent way to take someone who has some critical foundational skills and competencies in leadership, teamwork, adaptability, integrity, loyalty, discipline. They already have these skills, and we're able to then build on those skills and give them the technical training for that career path that they're going on to.
And so how did Harvard find out about this, and tell us about the process by which you got your award?
Well, I believe Harvard found out about this. Frankly, I'm not quite sure how Harvard found out about this. I'm sure we submitted a
They've got eyes and ears everywhere, I guess.
They must. So we're honored to be awarded the Ash Center for Innovation Award. It really reflects on the passion of the staff here. Everyone here is committed to helping these veterans move into their professional career. Because of the ripple effect, it's not just helping these veterans, it helps their families and their children. The impact has been amazing, and the staff here has been amazing in terms of the help that they provide these veterans.
And by the way, what is the breakdown with respect to how many men and how many women are going through the program?
We have had four cohorts, and we have hired approximately 10% women.
Okay, and a cohort is just a group going through the training together?
Yes, I'm sorry, yes. A cohort is a group or a class, that you might think of it, that we hire. We hire 24 or 25 at a time and run them through as a cohort. We have found that the military operates as a team for a good reason. And when we bring them in as a cohort, we have a built-in affinity group, essentially, that they can help support each other. And so we provide a lot of coaching and mentoring and support, but they also do that for each other. They've been boots on the ground. They understand each other. They understand how to help each other best. And so they can rely on each other to get through the training and to get through and be successful. And so our whole goal is to help them thrive in their new profession, and they help themselves and build a professional network at the same time for their career.
David Sella is the Warriors to Workforce Program Manager at the VA Acquisition Academy, which just won an award from Harvard's Ash Center. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Tom. Have a great day.